Jethro.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
All right, it's Tuesday night, and we're here with Psychics Gone Wild. We have DC Love and Eileen Bocher. Eileen, I just picked you up. Are you there?
Yes, I am. It's Bocher.
Bocher. Okay, that was my second question. Did I get your last name right? Okay. Well, DC Love.
Okay,
great. DC Love is a channeler, a healer, and an empath, and an old soul with, and she has communicates with loved ones who have crossed and with angels, having been to heaven a few times, with a background in karate and kung fu, law enforcement, private investigative work, and a wife as well. Her mission is to help people in a loving way. And Eileen, okay, I'm going to pronounce this Bocher.
No, just go without the last name. Just go with Eileen.
Okay. And Eileen is a Reiki master. She's a Reiki teacher, angel card reader, and spirit communicator. She received clear spirit messages by the age of 10. She does angel card readings, feng shui, and earth sciences, American Indian studies, and ancient religion. So I am excited to be here with these two. And actually, I got DC Love on the phone, and she and Eileen both had messages from the Angel Metatron this morning. So I'm just going to pass it over to DC Love and let her talk, and then Eileen can talk, and they can tell you what they heard, what the angels want us to hear tonight. So DC Love, if you want to go ahead.
I do. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everybody. I'm so delighted to be here. I channeled a message this morning, and it was from Archangel Metatron, and it was for everybody that's listening this evening. And I believe also anybody that goes back into the archives, it's a message for them as well. The message read, "Hello, beloved ones. I am Archangel Metatron. I am so happy to make this connection with you today. I come with an empowering angel message infused with the divine love. When you walk the path of love, you are aligned with your divine purpose. Centered in love, your unique purpose and reason for being alive. You are a spiritual being. We are all here to learn and love and awaken to our fullest potential. The past is the past. Let us put aside all of our human cares and differences and rise into the oneness that is heart and mind. In light and love, we came to our being, and in light and love we shall remain, now and always. I ask that you let go of what no longer serves you. Let go of fear, anger, anxiety. Let the light in. The light is present on this earth, the light of your soul. Know that you are right where you are meant to be on your path at this moment. Honor that you are exactly where you are meant to be. Allow the angels to come in and lift you upon wings of love. Let your light shine and let yourself be free. Life is simple. All you need to do is listen to your intuition and then act when guided. Let go and experience the divine flow of the Creator. You will experience abundance and happiness and truth, all you need and require. Be at peace with everything that comes your way. Remain hopeful in your heart and filled with happiness. When you remain peaceful, there will always be a flow of energy that will assist you. Within the arms of love, you are saved. Beloved ones, come to me. Know you are so dearly loved. Know in your heart I am always with you and we are one. I will light your way with 1,000 stars, for you will always be my beloved. Archangel Metatron.
That was sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, my heart chakra is my biggest chakra, and that, boy, that just spoke, said my heart chakra is my biggest chakra, and that just spoke right to me. And so, Eileen, did you get a message this morning you'd like to express?
Yes, I did. Actually, I received mine Saturday and was just driven to do this and then asked again to make it more clear so I could write it down and really deliver it for you today. So this one was actually delivered to me by source today. By the divine, and he says, or they, I should say they, they refer to themselves as we, or I am. And so they started with, I am here today to tell you that you have all the answers. You do not need to ask others. All you need is to listen to your own messages being delivered to you as soon as or even before you come here to ask your answers are already being given. When you hesitate to ask a question, you already know the answer. And the answer you seek may not be the one you want, but it is the answer. When you ask, you have a predetermined outlook on what you want the answer to be. Truly, it is best if you are open in your asking. Your answers will be what we want you to know. If you ask for a determination or a situation or relationship with the desired outcome already in your question, it is no longer a question, but you deciding the outcome and not allowing for we, the divine, to deliver the greatest good. We want you to ask, and we want you to be open to every possibility. We also want you to listen to the source and wisdom that you already possess. Be open to the goodness delivered to you every day. Know that the goodness is in the small everyday moments we call the gift of life. By just being present in every moment, rather than questioning your future or judging your past, life is a gift. Be the present. And so I'd like to add out of my own words is that you are a gift. You are a gift to us here. And we really appreciate that you come and join with us and that you join the other shows. And that gift you give us by your presence. And we love being present here with you. And we thank you all for coming and being with us here today. And we do bring tools and extra, you know, divine connections that we open up ourselves to help give you your answers. So I know this, what I've written, sounds like I don't want you to ask or that spirit doesn't, but they do. They want you to ask, but they truly want you to be open to their answers. And so that's it for me. That's what I wanted to share with you tonight.
Well, that really hit me. I myself ask for signs a lot of times. And then I just try and listen, and I do ask a lot myself, and I actually I was really big time into manifestation and stuff, and so and I think that's how you do it. You ask and you listen, and so that was sweet. Thank you, Eileen, for sharing that. That was.
I will say, too, that, you know, even though I, too, do this work, and of course you do, and DC, and we do receive our own messages. I am not aversion. I have no aversion to going to CC and saying, hey, you have any messages for me? I've called into other shows, and I ask for messages there or just, you know, a general reading. So sometimes for me it's to go and ask these questions, even though I hear some of my own answers. It's also hearing them from a different perspective by having them delivered by someone else. So I continue to ask also.
Yes, exactly. I've studied a lot of stuff about when you ask questions and you can get that different perspective, sometimes it will change your whole state of being about what you were thinking about. And I totally agree. And when I ask, I feel like I'm listening to another story that's being told me, and I'm listening to my heart to see if it resonates with that, and that's kind of what I go with. So yes, asking questions and listening, that's how you grow, that's how you learn, that's how you become enlightened. And I guess we can go ahead and move on with the show tonight. Psychics Gone Wild, and we can talk about angels. If you want to ask some questions and ask DC Love or Eileen about some questions and see what the angels have to tell you. We can do that tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and go with our first caller, 480, and open up that call.
Yeah, when I was in the Navy, that's what I had to do, because if you're going to take a nap, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, 480, is that you? Okay, 480. I guess that 480 didn't come through. Let's try 636. Hello, you
Hello.
There?
Yes.
Okay, you
Can
got
you
a question? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Shannon from Missouri. My question is, my husband and I, we've been separated for a very extended amount of time, and we're talking now, something that hadn't been happening, but as of yet, since we live in different states, there's not been any action in regards to getting together to see each other and actually talk face to face. So that's my question. When will that be happening?
DC, you want to take that? Or?
Yes. Hi, this is DC. How are you, hon?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, hon. The angels are telling me, they're asking you to please, like, allow your friends to come in and help you with the situation.
Allow who?
You need to be able to ask for some guidance, like, from people that you love, you know? And just, like, you know, discuss all your feelings and everything is what I'm hearing. And then allow, like, these people to come in and help you. And they're going to offer support. They're going to give you some advice. But that's what I'm, like, the first thing I'm seeing, you're going to have to just, you know, spend some time with friends for a little bit. And this is going to help renew, you know, your relationship if you spend some time with like, really good friends. And then the next thing I'm seeing, is there something in your relationship that revolves like around finances or career? But I'm seeing like money and a money issue. I feel like finances are I don't know if it's, you know, a determining factor, but it has something to do with the situation a little bit.
I guess you could say yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I see. I see like that you have to call upon the angels. They want you to start to elevate your mood, hon, and it's going to help with your energy level. It's going to help with your finances. It's going to help with anything else that needs to be helped at the moment, and it's going to bring you peace. But I'm seeing as well now, Archangel Gabriel is coming in, and I see that you have a significant block in the throat center.
In the what center?
In your throat.
Oh, okay.
In the throat area, the throat center. And I just feel like, you know, it's important now to break through like some kind of like an unhealthy pattern is what they're showing me. I don't know if like you have any, are you afraid to express yourself? Because I'm like feeling like you're trying to express yourself is what, when you have a block in this area.
Right.
Okay. All you have to do, hon, is just call upon Archangel Gabriel and meditate, and he's going to blast right through that block for you. And you just envision, like, the throat center, like, spinning, and you see, like, a beautiful blue light. And then it's going to help you, like, to speak your truth. But I'm hearing as well, hon, it's time for you to let go of any old fear of confrontation. And the angels are asking that you stand up for yourself now. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then the last thing, they're handing me a beautiful flower, and the flower has to do with trust. And I'm hearing you can trust the people around you, and they're actually earth angels, and they're sent to help and give you guidance. So you can trust the inner circle of friends that you have. They're really honest, and the divine has actually put them, you know, there to be with you.
Okay.
And they're going to help you. They're going to speak from a place of compassion. So please, like, listen to what they have to say. They're going to be delivering the guidance that you're asking for.
All right.
And I'm hearing, like, your feelings, they're not meant to hurt you or make you worried. They're telling you that you already have answers, like, that you feel in your heart. And that's what I'm hearing. Like, you have to listen to your heart, hon.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to my wonderful co-host. Thank you so much.
All righty. I usually work out of an angel tarot deck and also intuition and what comes in for me. And but, you know, because you're asking a personal question, I pulled a couple cards from the goddess deck, too. So I'm going to give them to you kind of back-to-back because it builds upon each other. And in their story. And the first one says, don't give up. Protect what you've created. And so, you know, you've started to strengthen a resolve. And it says to don't give up. And those are the words it uses, is to strengthen resolve, don't give up. You possess the wisdom and stamina to bring the situation to an agreeable conclusion for you. But, however, you need to keep an open mind because you still need to listen to that other person's point of view. So there's something there that maybe you're not being open enough and you know, to, you know, maybe like what DC said, the throat chakra or something, maybe he isn't speaking up or maybe you're so possibly excited to be back in, you know, and around this person that you're holding back on what you'd really like to say sometimes instead of being really open. And it says that you should be open-minded and make sure that you do speak that truth because it's better to do it now than to do later, which backs it up is the card that I pulled along with it, which is Freya. She's a Nordic goddess, and she says to unleash your adventurous side and take risks and be daring. So, you know, reading these cards next to each other, it says to be daring. I take it as to be daring and open up with exactly what you want to say now before that relationship does take off. And it actually makes it that place because then everything's out on the table, clear. It's concise. No, you know, everybody's out, open up on the board. And, and then also I have the King of Fire, which is also about your passions and your dreams. And that one tells us to focus. It also talks about communicating with vision. So be that leader in that relationship. And, you know, make sure that what you are putting together with this person is amazing. Because that's what you're going to end up in a relationship, is to have a relationship that is creating And I believe you're a creator, and you need to create. So someone with you that's going to do that. So make sure you're open about talking about that. Wang Yin talked about compassion and releasing those judgments for yourself. And that love and light that you have within you is for everyone. Make sure you send that forth. And make sure everybody knows how loving you are. Because you really are. And to wind this up, it's got a couple of little messages for you. It talks about that you overall have a happy family life, that you do find the magic in the little things, but you also need to take a little bit of time, spend some time in your water, a lake, ocean, recharge your batteries. It's time for you to recharge your batteries. And so, you know, spend maybe a little time with family and a little time by the lake. If you could mix the two of them together, it'd be just perfect for you. And that's what I have from your angels today.
Okay, I think I pull cards and I actually pull the fertility card, and my angels and guides were saying that was about you're at a point right now where you can, going back to what Eileen and DC Love were talking about, the angels, you can listen to your angels, listen to what spirit's trying to tell you, and open up that voice chakra and speak up for yourself. And that's what I pulled. So we're going on 8 minutes, so I think we need to move to another caller. Is that resonating with you?
Yes, there were some valid points in there that definitely do. Yes.
Excellent. Okay, well then we're going to move on here, and we're going to go to 719, and okay, 719 is not coming up, so we're going to go to 530.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, 530, come up. Okay, 530 is not coming up.
Uh-oh.
Da, da, da. Psychic's gone wild. What can I say? 570 is not coming up.
That's me.
Oh, that's you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm 530.
And, okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to play a Linda Irwin song here down for a second. And I'm going to look at this. Yeah. Okay. And I'll come back in just a minute. Okay. Bye. Okay, I'm sorry. Coming back now, Mr. Technically Challenged, Intuitive Chris White is going to come back, and we're going to try again. So we're going to go to 860 and see if we can pick them up.
Hello.
Okay, are you there, 860?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a question? Well, let me ask your name first.
My name is Basil.
What was that now?
Basil.
Asil? Okay, Asil. I'm going to pass you over to DC Love and let her take your question.
Okay.
Hi, this is DC. How are you?
I'm doing okay. For right now, I've just been having a really crazy rough couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to put it into a question, but I was just wondering about this person. I guess his name is Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing that the angels are saying, they would like you to open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all, which is love. And they're saying it is safe for you to love. I feel that you're protecting your heart from hurt because of maybe like painful relationship experiences.
Yeah, I just had a breakup a couple of weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, because when you put a shield like around your heart, hon, love doesn't get in. And a closed heart repels, you know, the sensitive partner that you're trying to attract yourself. So the angels are saying, like, please follow your inner guidance. And it's going to protect you, but it's also going to allow you to feel loved as well as loving. And just trust that your intuition, in regards to, like, other people, you could trust it. I think you have really phenomenal intuition. And you really could, you know, like, listen to your heart. And just, you know, try to open your heart, like, to those that are kind, as well as those that are gentle. And ask the angels to bring caring individuals in. And this is going to happen. The angels are going to bring them in. And this is provided, though, that you listen and you follow their guidance. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and I also got a beautiful flower, and it also talks about shielding. Do you feel like you're surrounded by, like, negative people? Because that's what I'm being shown. Like, there's a lot of negative people around you. And
like
the angels are saying, like, you know, although we can't force others to change,
yeah,
we can't prevent their energy and emotions from affecting us. Just by having, like, a beautiful, loving outlook, you're going to inspire the people that are around you. And your purpose is to look past the drama and just maintain a sense of peace. And there's, like, lower vibrations of, you know, competition and anger and, like, irritation. And all of these lead to a path of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels
yeah.
are saying, you know, like, I feel like you're, like, a really sensitive person. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like you may have absorbed, like, a little bit of negative energy.
Yeah.
And they're saying, like, shielding yourself will bring the calm healing that you need right now. And not only are you going to feel safe, but you're going to feel better. And the situation, like, with this will be resolved, and everyone's going to be at peace as a result. And the angels are asking that you begin to visualize yourself surrounded by a glowing white light and just standing beside you are your loving angels and your friends from nature. And just feel this beautiful protective energy. It's going to wrap you around you, and it's going to ensure your safety, hon. So the angels are saying, please, like, protect yourself and your energy and put your energy shield around you daily. And you can call upon, like, Archangel Michael, and he's going to clear away any negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And just try to remove yourself from the situation. I just feel like, you know, like, the angels are saying, like, your physical sensations have, like, an energetic origin. And I'm going to pass you along now to my two wonderful co-hosts.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That was really lovely. I really appreciate
okay.
it.
All right. And this is Eileen. And I do have some messages for you here. And
okay.
A couple of them are more life purpose, career, you know, long-term type thing. And the first one of those is Archangel Michael has come in, and he's represented himself as the Emperor. And this talks about being organized and having logic, and that you are actually really can be very good at being a person of leadership. And it just might benefit you if you start taking on that role a little bit more, because you have the creativity to see forward the detailed plan of how things need to proceed. And so if you take on that authoritative control, it just will make things flow easier. You'll be able to implement them better than others that are maybe doing that right now. It also says to be really positive in your abilities because you have them. But be a diplomatic leader. Don't, you know, don't do it as a bully. Be a diplomatic leader by being organized. And,
I mean, I am a person.
Pardon?
I said I'm a diplomatic person.
You are. Well, then this suits you right there. It also, the next couple of cards here that I have for you is, the next one I really want to tell you about is a personal card, and it talks about that you're end of a cycle, that you just finished a cycle, and that you need to call upon your angels to comfort you and kind of heal your way through this step right now. It's going to be short-lived because there really is some happiness that's awaiting you right on the other side of that door. But make sure that you have healed and shut that first door and that you're like in the hallway before you move into that next door. So make sure that you've closed out any feelings or you know, anything that you're holding on to in any way, because that relationship isn't serving you anymore. It never will. There's definitely better to come, and these cards tell me that there's definitely better to come. So the other things I want to tell you is that the next thing to tell you is that timing is really right for this new venture, and the happy outcome is going to follow this positiveness. And so, you know, look for the timing of that, because it's going to come in. Also, I'm told to tell you, Archangel Haniel wants you to listen to your intuition, have patience, consider carefully what you want before acting, and that actually also goes along with the leadership one, the one that's more about your work or your goals or your life purpose, is to have patience and listen to your intuition. The last thing that I want to tell you is that you're very intuitive, you're a very sensitive person, you have a very artistic side, you are very friendly. And also that due to these things, that you being so open, this card tells me that a new person very well may be entering your life, and it's very possible that a relationship could really begin. And so that, and this card also says you have heightened psychic abilities. So listen to your intuition and, you know, trust in what it says. If it says no, listen to no and don't second guess it because it's something you desire. Listen to no, move forward on that, because all that means is there's something better. And that's what I have from the angels for you today.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I myself pulled the awareness card, which I think fits right in with y'all's and what you were saying, and I think you definitely have you absorb energy, and that might be kind of draining on you at times, but that also lends itself to a heightened intuition, like Eileen was saying, and this awareness card I'll just read this little portion. It goes, this card represents the ability to create your own reality, to set ideas into motion and watch them grow. It's often drawn when you're ready to switch directions. So I think I agree with Eileen. My guides are telling me, yeah, you have those psychic abilities and that intuition to create, you know, a new direction that, you know, and create happiness, and so pay attention to the things that, you know, pay attention to your guides and your, you know, those, that your intuition, your heart, pay attention to your heart and your feelings and how I myself, I'm really feeling this with you because that's how I am. I get most of my messages through my heart. And my heart tells me when things are right, or they, you know, I don't want to really use the word right because it's a judgmental, but when things are uneasy or not uneasy and which way to move. So is that resonating with you?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. I can feel your energy. I can feel your energy, and you can create. And you're, man, you can create and do whatever you want to do. And I think that I just want to let – that's all I have to say. I just want to encourage you about that. Okay?
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on to the next person. And so let me – 719.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a question for DC Love and Eileen or me?
I do. I was wondering if there was any way that a family member can come through to pretty much give my aunt closure.
DC, you want to take that?
Okay. I sometimes get messages, hon. It depends, you know. And you were trying to bring your aunt through, or you're bringing someone for your aunt?
Yeah, it would be my cousin Angie for my aunt.
Okay. Is she there with you, or?
My aunt, no, she's not. My other auntie is, though.
Uh-huh. Okay, what I'm seeing, the person like that has passed, they're with your aunt while she's in dream state. Has she mentioned that? Because that's what I'm feeling like, you know, while she's dreaming, they're together. And I know she's felt, you could, like, ask her. She's seen and she's felt, like, you know, the presence while she was sleeping. And sometimes I think she even, like, when she wakes up, she remembers the dreams. But other times, you know, she doesn't really have, like, a clear memory. It's just sometimes. And just let her know, like, these dreams that she thinks she's having, these are, like, really real experiences. And when you have that kind of experience, your soul is traveling while you dream. And then you meet, like, on a similar vibrational level. And that's where they, you know, go together, they talk, they heal together. And it's just, like, it's wonderful because they, you know, I feel like they have really great conversations. But you'll have to ask her, like, about her dreams, hon.
Okay.
She feels the connection. And that's really all I've gotten with that.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
Eileen.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to see if I can just get her to come through. And see if she has anything to tell us. What I've got for you today, though, is to tell your aunt, or actually the whole situation, that to take some really quiet time alone. And if she takes some quiet time alone to contemplate and meditate, that I have a feeling it's her daughter, right?
Yes.
Grant's daughter?
Yes, it is her daughter.
All right. But she'll come in, and that she's gonna be by her side. But she just needs to take the quiet time to spend with her. The other thing she should look for when she's doing this, and I'm just being told to tell you this, because of what I'm seeing in the visual, she's gonna see some flickering light. She's also gonna see maybe a light glow. The room's gonna take on. I mean, if she really sits with some quiet time, her eyes are gonna change to an effect where she sees a little bit of a glow of some sort, and that will be the energy of of your cousin coming in, and she wants to, actually she wants to come in. She wants to see her mom. She wants to spend, she just wants to spend some heartfelt time with her mom. And she needs to, if she can do this in a rhythmic cycle, if she has a certain cycle of the month that she feels more drawn to, there's many people that are very, very drawn to the moon, the cycle of the moon, the full moon. It's just like, do they go out and dance the full moon? If that's what your aunt is drawn to, then that is the time of the month she needs to choose to do this meditation and invite her daughter to come and visit her. So she needs to honor that energy. Some people actually, you know, it's like you cut your hair when the moon is the smallest. Because as the moon grows, it draws the length of the hair. Just, you know, appears. So, you know, some people find that at that waning moon or that smaller moon, that's actually an energetic time for them. So tell your aunt, and you can be there with her if you want to be there. I'm also believing that you might see also maybe lavender or violet-colored balls of energy that will come into the room, too. The other thing that I just want to tell you is that you are supplied for many of the tomorrows, and that your aunt really has in her everything she needs, and that the love is there, and that they won't... I have a feeling your cousin is going to spend some time, you know, still with her. She's not going to go too far. I'm actually kind of befuddled by this because all this is really coming in. I'm not really, this isn't really coming from the cards. It is a little bit, but it's mostly that I dropped in and tried to make this connection to give this, because I know it was more what you wanted rather than just a card reading. And so that's what I'm feeling, is if she really stops and meditates, she's going to come in and she's going to visit with you guys. And so take the time to gather together, maybe collect some of her wonderful items that you may have, some things that were precious to her that she would like to see up with you guys. Join in a group together. Make it a cycle and a rhythm. Make it a little ceremony. And just exude as much love into the room as you can. And she will come to you. And that's what I have to tell you today.
Okay. Is there any way you can try and ask her that if the people that had killed her, if they're going to be prosecuted for what they did to her?
I'm not sure. Do you want to take that, DC Love or Eileen?
What really I'm getting, you know, what I'm really getting is that right now she wants her mom, she wants her family. That's what she wants. That's where she wants, you know, just like you came and asked about her, she mm-hmm. just wants to be with you guys. And she's not putting energy into that right now. She's putting her energy into wanting to be with you guys. And so that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, hon, and I'm feeling the same as Eileen, and I'm just hearing, you know, please try to let go of this and let spirit just come in, you know, and I feel like, you know, the whole situation, and I just see like, have gentleness, like, around the situation, but I think, you know, Eileen is right, you know, just, I'm hearing, like, let nature take its course, and please, like, at this time, try to find something else to focus on and just, like, take small steps daily is what I'm hearing. And I'm also feeling like in time, when the time is right, I see a miracle coming. So in the interim, just focus on, you know, your daily life and try to, you know, live it to the fullest.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
God bless you, hon.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Yeah, let me make a comment, too. I pulled the Hope card, and I'm just sitting here staring at this real bright sun, you know, light, like sunshine light, and I agree with DC Love. I think there's a that she wants you to focus on that, on the hope of, you know, of the miracle, that and not get caught up in the drama of the situation, but focus on the, that she's coming back and being with you, and she's going to help you. And that's what I'm getting from my guides and the card I pulled. So
thank you. I think that'll make her feel a lot better.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to move on then. We're going to take the next caller, and 904. Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, are you there?
Hi. Yes.
Yeah, let me ask you your name here again.
Lashandra.
Lashandra, glad to meet you. Well, DC Love, do you really want to take this one?
How you doing, hon?
Great. How are you?
Good. What's going on this evening?
I'm getting ready to move back to Texas, and I just want to know when will I meet someone God sent and not just anyone. I'm very picky. In the past, I wasn't picky about who I wanted to be with, but I'm really picky now, and it's like anything that's not attractive to me from the beginning, I just cut it off. So
okay.
I'm just basically trying to see when will I find the one. When will the one be sent to me?
Okay. What I'm seeing right now, the angels are asking you to just like they want you to allow your heart, you know, and your soul to sing with joy. So in order for you to have, like, the passion that you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just feel like, you know, that you have the power within you, you know, to get this passion into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, hon, you're the only one that could bring this to you.
And that's what I've been doing. Like, I've been, like, fasting and praying a lot and, like,
and
really
just... Yeah, do whatever makes you happy, whatever brings you joy, you know? Whether it's, mm-hmm. like some kind of, you know, activity, going, you know, walking in nature, anything that really, like, makes you happy and filled with joy, you know?
Okay.
And that, because that's going to stir your heart up, and then the joy helps the passion come forward. It brings it into the flow of everything.
Right.
Okay. And the angels, you know, I feel like, you know, they're saying you can definitely have this passion. You just have to start, like, pursuing, like I said, you know, things that are right, that feel like right, they make you, like, really happy and everything. And then I feel like you're going to have such a wonderful opportunity to meet someone. And this someone, I think, is going to share, like, basically the same passions that you have.
Okay.
So just start off by just trying to be happy, and whatever makes you feel good, go with that is what I'm hearing. And the other thing that the angels are saying, you know, just when you do, like, come upon that certain someone and everything, you know, really express, you know, your feelings. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
And, you know, show them that you have an interest in them. I mean, usually, you know, we see, like, the women getting flowers, but the angels are saying it's okay. When you meet that certain someone, you can give them flowers as well, you know?
Okay.
Okay, and that's what they're showing me. And they're talking about your feelings. Your feelings that you're, you know, having towards, like, you know, the gentleman that you want in your life, they're real feelings, and I just feel like they are worth, like, exploring at the present moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, you know, they're talking, like, you're going to meet this certain someone and just, like, you know, get a little bit flirty with them, you know, and it's going to really, you're going to feel it, like, in your heart, because I feel like you've been really looking for someone for a while now.
Well, I just got divorced in May, but we've been, you know, split up.
Yeah, yeah.
Year.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're going to have that love that you want. It's going to come to you, hon.
Okay.
So just, you know, just right now they're saying, you know, just whatever interests you, like, just do that for the moment, and it's going to bring you what, you know, what else that you're looking for, that love that you're looking for is going to come your way, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and thank you.
Thank you.
Eileen, go ahead. Eileen, are you there? Okay.
I don't know if we lost her, Chris. You know what? I while I was waiting now, I see a cheetah coming by, hon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hearing, like, please get clear on your intentions and stay focused.
Okay.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing as well, you know. So just, you know, you have to really stay focused on, you know, what you're trying to manifest. And just try to, you know, accompany that with, like, positive affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm hearing, you know what, give yourself a pat on the back, hon, because, you know what, you've accomplished a lot, you know, along the way. So just, you know, acknowledge what you've, you know, you've done so far. Chris, are you there, hon?
Yeah, and I think we have Eileen back. Eileen? Did you hear the question?
I'm here. I have some cards for her that I've pulled, and I'm ready to let her know what her news is. And that is that she's really, it's a good time for her to give birth to some new ideas and some new situations in her life. And that Isaiah is actually watching over her and guiding her and protecting her while she's making these changes. And along with that, there's going to be some sort of victories that's going to come her way. So she's going to really get some good news and public recognition for this. The other thing I'd like to tell you is that it does talk about that you need to go back and collect some more education or personal growth to
well,
help you.
Well, I have two classes left before I get my master's, and it's more of the financial thing that I haven't finished.
Oh, well, it does encourage you to, you know, to go ahead and try to get your schooling in, and that if you really pray to the angels, they will help you with this process. So, you know, pray, and with the law of attraction, just visualize that it is happening. And somehow or another, I believe it will come to you because this part of your reading today tells me to tell you that. And so you really just draw it in. Take the energy and say, it's time to finish that schooling and draw that into you. I also see that I have the Page of Water, which talks about that there may be a new person entering your life and that that it's time for new beginnings and maybe a new phase. Several of your cards have said that. Isaiah says that. It's a good time to give birth to new ideas. It's a new person entering your life. Relationships begin new phases. And so be open to maybe the possibility of actually somebody new coming in, because the next card is an angel named Chantel, and she also is talking about new romances imminent, either with a newcomer or through reigniting the passions of an existing or old relationship. So be open to giving and receiving love, because it's coming your way. And you have three cards right here that say that out of six. And so the seeds are well planted, and there might be a temporary pause in your action right now, but don't worry. It's unnecessary. Things are coming your way and going to wind up. And so that's what I have from your angels today for you.
Thank you.
Great. Go ahead. I pulled the Choose Wisely card, and I think that kind of fits in with, you know, finish your education and kind of, you know, take your time and choose wisely, but at the same time paying attention and to your intuition is telling you, you know, and what your heart's telling you whenever you're making your decisions. And then I also pulled the recognition and reward card. So I think there'll at some point, yeah, you're going to find that guy and be rewarded with that. So does that resonate with you?
It does. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. Yahoo! Okay. We're going to move on to the next person. 571. You there? 571.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Can I have
you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. My name is Steve. I am in Virginia.
Okay.
And I just wanted to possibly get a general reading or see if there are any messages from Spirit or anybody for me. I do have kind of one question. I would like to know what is going on with the relationship with my current supervisor. We are very, very close, and I feel like I've known this person forever. And if we've had any kind of past lives together, or do we have any contracts with each other this time around?
You want to take?
Okay. Hi, hon. This is DC.
Hi.
Hi. The first thing I'm hearing from the angels, they want you to take a load off, and they're handing me a Shirley Temple to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying to give you the Shirley Temple, and just they want you to just rest and relax. And they're saying, you know, get rid of, like, I feel like a lot of, like, emotional stuff, you know?
Yeah, I have had a retinal detachment in my eye about a year ago. And I'm dealing with that all the time. It's very, very stressful. And I go from being kind of okay to super depressed, back and forth.
Okay. And then the next thing, you know, they're just saying, you know, they want you to just, you know, like to try to get maybe like an afternoon nap, or just, they're saying treat yourself to a drink, but they handed me, like I said, a Shirley Temple, you know. And then they want you to rest up because you're going to have, like, I feel like some challenge is coming up. It's nothing to get, like, really crazy about.
Mm-hmm.
But in regard to the woman that you spoke of, I'm hearing, you know, like, you can go ahead and start making, like, a little bit of, like, romantic gestures, you know? Go ahead.
I'm not really interested in it like that. It's just been very, almost like a family, almost like my mother to a certain degree, even though I'm older.
Did she have any feelings for you?
No. She's very happily married. We have a relationship like my sister or something like that.
Okay, because you know what? It might not be her, but I see a new person coming into your life, hon.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be like someone new coming into your life.
Okay.
Just, you know, pay attention, like, in that regard. That's what the angels are showing me. There is love coming your way.
Okay.
Is what I'm hearing. And then the other thing that I'm hearing, hon, the angels are asking you, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but they want you to do, like, a cleanse, like an aura cleanse.
Uh-huh.
And a good way to do this would be, like, to take a nice calming Epsom salt bath.
Okay.
And this is going to help, like, cleanse all your auras and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to help purify, like, your vibration is what I'm hearing as well.
Okay.
And when you take this, like, beautiful bath and everything, with even, like, a little touch of lavender, you're going to feel so relaxed and peaceful. You know? And I'm hearing, like, try to do this at least, like, once a month. Or even if you feel like, you know, suddenly you feel, like, overwhelmed and you can't stop, like, you know, thinking about something, or you have, like, you know, a specific topic on your mind and you just can't get it off your mind, I'm hearing take that, like, nice cleanse, and it's going to help. And right at this moment, as I'm speaking to you as well, I'm feeling that you're going through, like, a really powerful healing. I could actually feel blockages being lifted from you.
Mm-hmm.
And because these are being lifted, they're going to affect relationships, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to affect your health, and they're even going to affect, like, every aspect of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do, like I said, I do feel, like, you know, that blockages are going, and I feel like you're going to go through, like, a really profound transformation.
We're getting ready to get
interesting that you're saying that, because I'm very close to, I've been playing this for a while, and things keep happening to sign me up, but I'm planning on going to a spiritual,
you know, we're
going to,
okay,
we're getting ready to go off the air,
okay,
and you can contact Eileen at Violeen, Violet Light, Reiki, yahoo.com, and you can contact DC Love at Doreen3537 at AOL.com, and you can contact me at Intuitive Chris White, www.intuitivechriswhite.com.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can also go to the best page at Psychics Gone Wild, and all of our information is on there to find us.
It sure is. And light and love to everyone.
Yeah.
Tonight. Angel blessings tonight. Love you all.
Yeah.
Chris, you are awesome. Thank you.
Okay,
yes, you are, Chris.
Thanks.
What a blessing to be on with you, hon. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Love
I really,
your energy. I really enjoyed you.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed both of y'all, and it was exciting. Psychics Gone Wild. So, Okay. Well, that was exciting. I'm excited. So, we can do this again.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you'll get in the next time if you didn't get in tonight.
Yeah. You know, are we still talking and no one can hear us, or?
We're still on, Chris. Are you sure we don't have another half hour yet?
It's, I don't know. There's no time left on the thing, but it has a record thing is on.
Okay, if there's no time left, then you just hit the tap button to end the show there on the top right. It says in show now.
Oh, in episode. Okay, and we're still
okay,
on.
That's all right. Many blessings, and thank you again. You guys are awesome. I love you both.
Okay.
I love
thank
you.
Yeah,
good night.
I love you. Okay, good night. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.